writes, the devotees, they go even ahead. Krishna is saying, don't trouble, disturb the people. The devotees, they go and disturb the faith of people so that they may take to Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada himself, he struggled so much. He tolerated so much of pain. You know, Yogeshwar Prabhu, he was sharing that one time Prabhupada was in Rome. And he had just come from flight and so many devotees were there in line to meet with him. And so many issues were there to be solved. So Yogeshwar Prabhu also went in to see Prabhupada and asked something. Prabhupada said, you know, when I travel by plane, the pressure gives me problem in my knees, but I don't tell anyone about it. I don't talk about it. So therefore, Prabhupada also suffered a lot, personally, physically, but his only aim was giving Krishna consciousness to everyone. In the purport is described, by attentively hearing the story of universal destruction, one can easily understand one's personal departure from this temporary material world to be an insignificant incident. So one time Tamal Krishna Maharaj was there and he had come after book distribution. And it was a very wonderful, successful book distribution. So he was in La Sinaga temple in LA. Prabhupada was also there. So Prabhupada called Tamal Krishna Maharaj and he told him, bring Bhagavatam, first canto. And in the Bhagavatam, on the Bhagavatam cover, there is a whole picture of spiritual worlds and the small material world. So Prabhupada told him, do you see this spiritual sky? It is so huge. You cannot even fathom how big is this. This is 3/4 of the whole creation. And only 1/4 is the material creation. And in this whole material creation, there are unlimited universes. In one of the such universes, you know, we are living. In that universe, there are 14 planetary systems. In that, one of them is Bhurloka. In that, there is a planet Earth. In that, there are so many continents, 7 continents, and then in that, one continent is America. In that, there is a city, Los Angeles. In that, there is a La Sinaga. And in that La Sinaga, there is one church building. And in that, there is a Hare Krishna temple. And in that Hare Krishna temple, there is one Tamal Krishna. And he thinks he is very important. You know. So then Tamal Krishna Maharaj was sharing, I felt so small. I realized how insignificant we are in this material universe. So therefore, Supreme Lord has done all this wonderful, beautiful, complex creation so that we can enjoy and come to this conclusion that we cannot enjoy here, you know. So this is the compassion of Bhagavatam. So therefore, you know, when we become purified, we realize that all this is not actually worth it. Nakaprishtam nachaparameshtam nasarvabhaumam narasadipatyam na yoga siddhira punarbhavam va samanjasattva virahaya kangshe. Vritrasura is praying, I do not want anything, O my Lord, in this world. I do not want even the position of Brahmaloka, nor do I want all the lower planetary systems. I do not want even liberation, you know. So I do not want anything where you are not there. I just want to serve you. So therefore, Bhagavatam describes that, you know, although we decide to cut the ropes of these desires, so many stories are described. The devotees have suffered so much. And the story of Dhruva Maharaj comes, story of Daksha comes, story of Ritu Maharaj comes. How the desire is so very strong, desire to enjoy. In the journey of a sadhaka from a neophyte devotee to a pure devotee, there are 4 stages. You know, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu was mentioning once that first is helpless defeat, you know, just like Ajamil saw something and immediately he surrendered. He could not resist the temptation. One time Yogeshwar Prabhu was telling Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I must have fallen in Maya. Prabhupada said, you are always in Maya. Sometimes you fall into Krishna. You know. So that is the position of a person who has just started. Many times. Most of the times we are conscious of material energy only. Then second is struggle and defeat. You know, we struggle for some time and then we get defeated. And third is struggle and success. We struggle for some time and then ultimately we succeed also. And highest is effortless defeat. Effortless success, you know. just like Haridas Thakur. Even Mayadevi came to test him, but he was completely absorbed. Krishna nama vishtumana sada Haridas aranye rodita haila sri bhava prakash. So even though Mayadevi was showing all her feminine beauty, but Krishna nama vishtumana, Haridas Thakur was completely absorbed in the holy names of the Lord. Aranye rodita haila, just like if somebody cries in wilderness, there is nobody who will come to listen. Nobody will come to help. So all the feminine beauty of Mayadevi was like crying in wilderness. So this is possible by serious practice. You know, Deenbandhu Prabhu was sharing that once Prabhupada was lecturing in Los Angeles, and Prabhupada said, if you just follow the four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds, then you'll go back to Godhead. I guarantee it. You know, and everybody was thinking, wow. Then he paused, Prabhupada paused and looked at all of us. He was sharing and seeing all of us confused just by chanting, and then Prabhupada again said, I guarantee it, you know. So that is the guarantee, that is the assurance Prabhupada is giving, provided we are serious and sincere in our chanting. So we see in the story of Daksha Prajapati, which comes in the fourth canto, he was so expert in creation, but still he was struggling with his desires to control. The desire for name, fame, prestige was so very strongly rooted. Everybody in this world is hankering for name, fame, prestige. You know, one time, Ram Prasad Prabhu, he describes that. He was on a morning walk with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, and there are huge buildings on the side of a park. Prabhupada said, why do they have all these big, big buildings? So everybody was thinking something, and then Ram Prasad Prabhu, he said, Prabhupada, I guess they want to leave something behind, something that showed they were here. So Prabhupada said, yes, this is exactly like a washerman's donkey. He feels proud to have all of the washing on his back. So this is the same principle. People are proud of carrying such a huge burden. They think, people generally, materialistic people, they think, with all this, I'll be enjoying. But actually, all this is the burden they cannot take to the practice of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, the desire to get respect is a very, very deeply rooted desire. And when Sati, she wanted to go to attend the sacrifice of her father. So Sati, she goes to Lord Shiva. And she gives a series of, you know, reasons why she wants to go. She says that it is your father-in-law's sacrifice, you know, we should both go. And then she says, you know, all the demigods are going, if you desire, we will also go. And then she says, my sisters are also going with their husband, but I am only not going, so please, we should also go. And you know, how can a daughter remain undisturbed when there is a festival going on at her father's house? Lord Shiva may say, but you are not invited, you know. Why do you want to go? Sati says, one can go to a house of a friend, father, guru, even without invitation. So Lord Shiva says, okay, it is true that one can go to a friend's house uninvited, but there is one condition, provided he does not find faults with the guest, you know. If somebody finds fault with the guest and becomes angry towards him, then he should not go to that person's place. Sati might say, you know, Sati may say that, you know, my father will not find faults. He has wisdom, you know. Lord Shiva says, you know, what is actual wisdom of your father? Vidya tapo vitta vapu vayokulai satam gunai shadbir sattam etara smritau hatayam bhritamana durdrisha stabdhana pashyanti hidham bhuyasam. So Lord Shiva is saying, the qualities of Vidya, Tapa, Vitta, Vapu, Vaya and Kul. Vidya means knowledge, austerity, wealth, Vitta, Vapu is youth, and Kulai, high birth. Satam Gunai, they are all saintly qualities. But Asattametaraha, when these qualities appear in the people who are not great souls, then what is the result? Smritau hatayam bhritamana durdrisha. They lose all their good sense and they become blind due to pride. stabdhan pashyanti hi dham bhuyasam, and proud person cannot see the glories of a great personality. So therefore, your father, although he has all these qualities, vidya, tapo, vitta, vapu, vaya and kula, because he is proud, he will not see the qualities of you and myself. He will criticize us. So therefore, if somebody is humble, in spite of all these opulences, that is very, very difficult. And who can become humble? You know, Vamanadeva is telling about Bali Maharaj. Who can be humble? Janma karma vayo rupa vidya aishwarya dhanadibhi yadi asya na bhavet stambha tatrayam madanugrahat. So Vamanadeva is saying janma, karma, vayo, rupa, vidya, aishwarya and dhan. Same six things he also says. If somebody has all these six things, yadi yasya na bhavet stambha, if he is not impudent even after getting all these things, you should know tatrayam madanugrahat. This is only possible by my mercy. So if somebody is not proud even after getting all these things, then he has received the mercy of the Lord. And then he says, only my devotees, they can do this. Nobody else can do this. Only a devotee can possess all these things, but still be humble. As Kaviraj Goswami also describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Dui bhai bhakta raja krishna kripa patra vyavahare raja mantri hoye raja patra. Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they were the kings. Bhakta raja, you know, hoye raja patra, you know. They were bhakta raja and they had received krishna kripa patra also. Vyavahare raja mantri, they were great politicians. And what were some more qualities? Vidya, bhukti, buddhi, bale, parama praveen tabu apana ke mane trina hoitehim. Vidya, bhakti, buddhi, bala, in terms of knowledge, in terms of devotion, in terms of intelligence and in terms of strength. Parama praveen, they are extremely powerful, expert. Tabu apana ke mane trina hoitehim. Still they consider themselves to be more humble than the blade of grass. That is only possible by a devotional process. Uttamahiya hina kari manah apanare achiraya krishna tomar karibe uddhare. Because you consider yourself lower than the blade of grass, Krishna will definitely deliver you in very short time. So therefore, this is a secret of advancement in Krishna consciousness. When we are humble, then that humility attracts the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada himself had shown that although he had all these wonderful qualities, but still he was so very humble. You know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was sharing that Prabhupada was telling him that when you go to India, if somebody challenges you, why has your guru taken the name Prabhupada? You know, you should ask them, how many books have you printed? How many miles have you traveled? How many temples and devotees have you made? And then he humbly said, ask them, I should not say this, Prabhupada is saying, I should not say this, but I can honestly say that I have inherited the property of my Guru Maharaj. So what is the position of pride in Krishna consciousness? Can we become proud in Krishna consciousness? Because, you know, ego, pride, they are supposed to be given up. Can a devotee become proud of anything in this world? So Bhaktivedanta Maharaj writes in Madhurya Kadambini, very nice section where he says, you know, we should have immense pride in our spiritual, parampara acharya vrinda, current acharyas. We should have immense pride in Krishna and all the great scriptures which we have. That is our pride. We are not proud about our personal endeavors, personal, you know, achievements, but we should have immense pride in our parampara. So therefore, all this we can understand by seriously serving Bhagavatam, that is book Bhagavatam and person Bhagavatam both. And therefore, you know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the beautiful, wonderful pastime of Madhavendra Puri comes. You know, although everybody in this world is after name fame, Madhavendra Puri got the name fame, you know. When the pujari, he brought the sweet rice and he says, please take this sweet rice. Krishna has personally stolen this sweet rice for you. Shirulhayar Nama Madhavapuri, Tomalagi Gopinath Khira Koilachuri. So he's, you know, shouting in the middle of the market, who is this Gopinath, who is this Madhavendra Puri? Tomalagi Gopinath Khira Koilachuri. For you, Gopinath has stolen sweet rice. Shirulhaya Sukhe Tumi Karaha Bhakshane, Tomasama Bhagyavan Nahi Tribhuvane. There is nobody in this world who is more fortunate than you. Please accept this sweet rice and just relish it. So then Madhavendra Puri, he, you know, came forward and he told, I am Madhavendra Puri. And then he learned the whole story, what had happened. He became very ecstatic tasting that sweet rice. He broke the pot, and after, you know, we may also relish. We may think, what is the difference? We also relish sweet rice. But what Madhavendra Puri did after tasting sweet rice, that is more important. He broke the pot of sweet rice and he tied that all the broken particles in his uttari. Every day he would taste little of that broken pot. And he would feel the same ecstasy. You know, we may also feel ecstatic tasting sweet rice, but it may not happen with the same with the, you know, eating of that broken pot. So then Madhavendra Puri, he realized that now people will come to know my glories, you know, that Krishna. He did not think my glories. He thought people will come to know Krishna has stolen sweet rice for me. My fame would increase. Immediately left that place. Went to Jagannath Puri. But in Jagannath Puri also, everybody already knew about this pastime of Khirchor Gopinath. Thakur more shiradila lokashab shuni, dine lok bhid habe more pratishtha jani. Thakur more khirdila. When somebody will, people will come to know that Gopinath stole kheer for me, my fame will increase. So therefore he left that place, came to Jagannath Puri. But Jagannath Puri, everybody already knew. Madhavapuri Shripadaila Loke Hoila Khyati Sabaloka Asitare Kore Bahu Bhakti. Everybody already knew Madhavendra Puri has come. Everybody came and glorified Madhavendra Puri. And then Kaviraj Goswami describes a wonderful thing. He says, Pratishthar Swabhave Jagata Vidit Jaina Vanche Tarahoe Vidhata Nirmit. He says, even though one may not like it, reputation comes to that person according to the providence. You know. So if somebody is bound to become famous, he will become famous. It is written in the providence. Indeed, if somebody is devotee of the Lord, that transcendental reputation is spread all over the three worlds. You know. So just like it is described about Yudhishthir Maharaj, his fame was spread all over the three worlds, even the heavenly planets. So therefore, devotee, he is not so much interested in name fame, but he gets the name and fame. And in the conditioned state, we may have the desire for name, fame also. But at least we can aspire to become free from this name and fame. If we are not aspiring also, then that is a problem. You know. So, you know, the pastime of Dhruv Maharaj also describes how Krishna, he purifies the desires of the devotees of the Lord. Even if we have some contaminated desires, by serving, by process of Krishna consciousness, the desire becomes purified. Satyam dishatya arthitam arthito ninam naivartha doyat punarthitam yataha Swayam vidhatte bhajatam anichyatam icchapidhanam nijapada pallavam. It is described in 5th canto. Satyam, it is true. Arthitam arthito ninam. If somebody wants some material benefits, Krishna gives him. Naivartha doyat punarthitam yataha. But he will not give in such a way that the devotee will ask for the same thing again. Then what he does, Krishna is wonderfully, you know, does this thing. Swayam vidhatte bhajatam anichyatam. When a devotee, he wants some material desires, Krishna gives him. Devotee says, I did not do tapasya for this. Ye nahi chahiye mereko. Krishna says, no, combined package. Free mein aata hai, you know. Along with devotion, along with whatever you asked, you have to accept me also. Swayam vidhatte bhajatam anichyatam. Devotee does not want. I do not want you. I want my whatever kanaka kamini pratishtha. Krishna says, okay, I'll give that also, but I will give myself also. Ichchapidhanam nijapada pallavam. lotus feet of the Lord is the reservoir of all the desires, you know, and all the desires are fulfilled by accepting the lotus feet of the Lord. Chandrika Vishadasmirai Saruna Panga Vikshitai Sokartha Nam Ivaraja Sattva Bhyam Srishti Palakai. Ramaji describes that when somebody takes darshan of the Lord, the glance of the Lord purifies, gives the desire for service, you know. And the smile of the Lord destroys all the lamentation which is there in the heart of a devotee. So therefore, this pastime of Dhruva Maharaj is a very, very interesting and very, very hope-giving pastime that Krishna, although we may want something, Krishna will give that, but He will purify the desire also. One time, Rajbhari Prabhu was saying that when we go in front of the deities and we have some material desires, we should ask for whatever desires we have, but at the end, we should also make this prayer. Oh my Lord, I don't know what to pray. That's why I'm praying like this. Please give me intelligence that someday I may pray what I'm supposed to pray. You know, so that will happen slowly over a period of time. So therefore, you know, when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we may think after so many, we are practicing this so many years, but still nothing is happening. And we may become discouraged. But we have to understand that, you know, over a period of time, we are getting purified. There are so many things which we were attached to in the earlier times, and we have given up all that. So we don't know many times the power of the holy names, the power of the, you know, sound vibration, the process of Krishna consciousness. We may know theoretically, but we may not know the extent of how powerful it is. And the whole story of Ajamil describes in great detail what is the power of holy name. And we discussed in detail in last few days, the whole holy name week, many devotees described so many beautiful things. Mriyamano Harer Nama Grinan Putropacharitam Ajamilopi Gadhama Kimuta Shraddhaya Grinan. Even though Ajamila, he was chanting his son's name, but still he got liberation. So Chakravarti Thakur writes a wonderful purport to this verse. He says, Ajamil chanted without faith. What will happen if one chants with faith? Ajamil chanted while dying. What will happen if one chants while living? Ajamil chanted to indicate his son. What will happen if one chants to indicate the Supreme Lord himself? Ajamil was most sinful. What will happen if the sinless person chants? So that is the glory of the holy name of the Lord. And Krishna is so very merciful, just like parents, they tolerate even child's stool and urine and allow the child to grow. Krishna tolerates all our foolish, petty desires and allow us to grow in Krishna consciousness. You know, and we have heard how Srila Prabhupada, he tolerated in the beginning days, in ISKCON, it tolerated so much. All the hippies, they would come, they would eat, they would go away without even washing plates. And Prabhupada would wash everything himself. Therefore, we have to understand, Krishna is so very merciful, and devotees of the Lord are even more merciful. You know, in the sixth canto also, it is described that Indra, he did so many mistakes, you know. He made mistakes after mistakes, but still he was forgiven. Why? Swanam Paksha Poshanam. Krishna is partial to his devotees. So therefore, if some outsider does, materialist does some mistake, Krishna will tell all his, you know, employees, all the administrative agents, okay, iska dhyan rakho bhai. You know, do the needful. But if some devotees does some mistake, Krishna will say, aap log jao, ye mera aadmi, you know, I will take care of him personally. So that is how Krishna creates hope in every one of us. So therefore, we have to understand that the more we take to this process of Krishna consciousness, slowly we will become purified, and before this atyantika, before this naimittik and prakritik pralay, you know, we have to become purified of our thoughts. Our heart should become a fertile ground so that the seed of bhakti lata may grow. Ya sarva laukai kamano.